AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Miami, former President Donald Trump is due to be arraigned on charges he jeopardized national security by mishandling classified information. Trump insists he's done nothing wrong and has been persecuted for political purposes. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise told the AP.
I have a good day for the idea that justice should be blind, and I think that's what frustrates people the most, is that you don't see the same kind of aggressiveness by the justice and other agencies towards whether it's Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, with all of his documents in his garage. It's unfortunate that that's happened.
President Biden is determined to say as little as possible about his predecessor becoming the first former president to face federal charges. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly refused comment on a case that's historic for him, too, as the first incumbent whose administration has indicted his chief political rival. And the president's facing his own special counsel probe into classified documents. Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is among those saying the president weaponized the Justice Department.
I have a good day for the idea that justice should be blind.
But the president's adamant.
I have never once, not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Consumer prices cooled last month, extending the past year's steady easing of inflation, but some measures of underlying price pressures remain high. People in Denver are celebrating the Nuggets clinching the NBA championship. But after the game, 10 people were shot and wounded in an area where basketball fans had been celebrating. Russian missiles rained down on a central Ukrainian city, killing at least 11 people. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street after a cooler reading on inflation. The S&P 500 was up half a percentage point in the early going Tuesday. The benchmark index is trading at its highest level in more than a year. The Dow is up 149 points. That's also half a percent. The NASDAQ Composite was up half a percent as well. The Labor Department reported that growth in consumer prices slowed a bit last month, the latest sign that inflation is easing up a bit. The cooler reading is bolstering expectations on Wall Street that the Federal Reserve will hold off on raising interest rates this week. It would mark the first time the Fed hasn't raised its benchmark rate in more than a year. Oracle rose 3.6%. The maker of business software said its revenue grew 17% as revenue from cloud computing rose sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
Stellantis is recalling more than 350,000 Jeeps worldwide because the rear coil springs can fall off. There were no reports of crashes or injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.